This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. We have finally reached the finish line of another marathon election cycle. Oh my gosh, it was filled with more twists and turns, I think, than any political analyst could have even predicted. So now that we do have answers, where do we go from here? And that's where we're going to start with father-daughter legacy team, Jeff and Camille of Monolith Financial Group. We are so excited to have you along with us. I want to start off by giving you this phone number, 916-884-2584. That is the way to reach us. To get on the calendar to go in and see Jeff and Camille, complimentary, text the word VISIT, 916-884-2584. The other thing you can do is text the word BOOK to that same number and get Camille's new book, Countdown to Retirement, A Fresh Perspective on Retirement Planning. Text the word BOOK to 916-884-2584. We got a lot of information to get to. So excited to have you with us. And Camille and Jeff, so excited to be here with you guys today.
I'm excited. It's going to be an interesting one.
It is going to be an interesting one. Jeff, hello to you.
Hello there. I never thought we'd have such a crazy election, and it's over. So think of all the television now that won't have any ads.
I know, right? I'm so thankful for that.
All the text messages that can stop, you know, coming into my phone.
Yes, I know. It's all over, and I know we are all relieved. So, okay. Former President Trump was elected his second term. Now he has become the second president in history to win non-consecutive presidential terms. The first guy, of course, Grover Cleveland back in 1884. He was the 22nd president and then the 24th president in 1892. So kind of interesting to hear that over 100 years ago or something like that. But anyway, obviously, guys, people are happy with the results and people are upset. Right? But I think a lot of it just has to do with, okay, what does my future look like? Maybe people worried about their money. So now that we do know, Jeff, that it's going to be the Trump administration coming back into office in January, what might our listeners be expecting?
Well, one key area we've been watching is taxes. You know, everybody's been talking about what this president or that president-elect will end up doing with taxes. And we've heard some interesting things. And it'll be interesting how they come to fruition if they do. You know, one being that everybody that gets tips, well, tips won't be taxed. That's kind of interesting.
I love it.
It depends upon, you know, the person. And, you know, if we're all paying the share fare of taxes, that'd be nice, too. And then what about Social Security? I think they're both kind of saying, well, we won't tax Social Security. Well, are they not going to tax to a certain point? You know, how are they going to tax? So taxes are a huge part of it. And then people have questions, the current tax rates. They're supposed to sunset at the end of 2025, so meaning new tax rates in 2026. But I think Trump has said, well, I'm going to keep my old taxes the same. But we still believe, you know, taxes do have to change, that we need to get this amount that the United States owes, the debt of, where is that now?
We're at 36 Camille? Trillion almost, guys.
36 trillion, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, with the T.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
So can't wait to see what happens.
So, you know, everything you said, yeah, how are we? I mean, we can't just keep cutting taxes because we got to pay for this debt somehow, you know, but anyway, we'll see, right? We'll see what's going to happen. But we've had Becky Swansburg clips on our show before. She's CEO of Stonewood Financial, a former White House and Capitol Hill staffer. She also wrote several books, including the No Compromise Retirement Plan. And that's why we've had her on our show. Very knowledgeable on legislative risk in retirement. She says throughout his campaign, just like you said, Jeff, Donald Trump said he would make sure those tax cuts were extended for all Americans. But she says that decision is up to Congress and not the White House. Listen to this.
Big question mark is, will we get to keep these lower tax bracket rates? But I will remind listeners, it's just still a temporary fix. If Trump is able to get through an extension or another package of tax cuts, for an amount of time, we'll have lower tax bracket rates. But as we are heading into this rising tax environment in our country, based on our national debt and our spending trends, it is going to be very challenging to keep rates low for long.
So what's your reaction to that, Camille?
You know, she's definitely right in that where, and that's why Jeff and myself, when we're talking to the people that come in and see us and our clients, is we need to address the tax issue that so many of our clients face with their retirement accounts. You know, not only do they typically have very large IRAs or 401ks that they haven't been paying taxes on, but they reach certain ages where now, and you know, unfortunately, you've done too well in life and you have a lot more taxable income, you're getting taxed on Medicare. You're being forced to take extra money out of those IRAs, 401ks that maybe you don't need. And so people, I've talked to a lot of them recently, actually, and one person goes, you know, I saved so well and, you know, I didn't necessarily struggle, but they were watching and they were aware of how much they were saving for retirement. And they said, and now I'm being penalized for it because of all these other taxes. And so that's why we consistently are trying to find ways to be more tax efficient in their plan. And that might not mean, you know, an immediate tax efficiency, but over your lifetime, it's about how much in lifetime taxes can you save, not only for yourself, but also for anyone who may inherit those accounts as well. That's why the E in our dream retirement plan is efficient tax planning, because the whole goal is to say, how do I pay less to the IRS and put more in my pocket?
Exactly. And I love how you help people with tax strategies. Here's a little more from Becky. You know, unless some things change with the tax codes, then we only have these tax rates for a limited time, Jeff, like you said. So here's another clip.
Whether or not those Trump tax cuts get extended, we are facing a limited amount of time with these lower tax bracket rates. Right now, for a middle-income American saver, tax bracket rates are about 30% lower than they were just in the early 2000s before the law was passed. So we really need to expect tax rates to go up, and we'll see if maybe we have a few more years to get some of these conversions through. But I think the most important thing for listeners to understand is because these tax cuts could potentially expire in 2025 so that the rates are going up in 2026, we only still have a limited amount of time that we know guaranteed bracket rates will be at this lower rate.
Jeff, your comments here?
So I'm just hoping that Trump will step in and basically put a plan together and take in consideration beyond 2025. Mm-hmm. So hopefully he'll have a plan in place saying this is what they're going to be at least for my term. But what's interesting is we still have about, I figured, 75 days or so. So over 70 days that what's going to happen, I'll just say, with the Biden-Kamala regime in there, because Trump doesn't get inaugurated until January 20th.
Right.
So there's still a lot of time for stuff to go on. If you just have questions, your mind is going crazy right now because of this election, give us a call, 916-884-2584. We are here to help you understand a lot that's going on, but a lot that's going on financially for you. We can really help put you in a position where you have that comfort in retirement. Give us a call, 916-884-2584. We're here to talk to you and help you throughout retirement.
And we do thank you so much for joining us. So we are talking about how a new presidential administration could impact our finances. But again, Becky Swansburg says when it comes to financial planning, we need to think far beyond the election. Here she is one more time.
If there's one thing I can promise, it is that politics is not going to get cleaner anytime soon. We are not one election away from solving America's problems. And that means the volatility of these elections are going to continue to weigh on the confidence we can have in the success or failure of our retirement approach, unless we've done something to specifically address it.
Camille.
Yep. I mean, one of the biggest things I think we saw from this election is it wasn't really a matter of who was running. It was more of where are we and are people happy with that or do they want to make a change? That was one of the most interesting kind of feedbacks we were hearing from the news and the results of the election. And so that's really where we continue to say, you know, think beyond just this election when you're making financial decisions. I showed some people in my office before the election results, and they were going, you know, what if, you know, it is a Democrat, or if it is a Republican, or if it's a split, you know, what do the markets do? And there's some great charts out there to show you. It honestly sometimes doesn't matter who's in as far as the stock markets and how those perform. People are kind of like, oh, they don't realize that, because we are emotional beings and we're going to make emotional decisions. But, you know, one of the things I tell a lot of our clients and the people that come in to see us is, as hard as it is, we do need to take some of that emotion out of our decisions. And we need to look at what is our picture and how do we make sure it fits for us? Because we can't control the world, we can't control the country, but what you can do is you can look and say, what do I want my retirement to look like? And what do I need to do in order to put those pieces together in order to create that dream retirement picture?
Right.
And that's exactly why we created the Dream Retirement Plan, to help you design guaranteed retirement income, to look at your risk management, to talk about efficient tax strategies, to address healthcare, and then, of course, meaningful legacy planning, whether that's to a living person or if it's to a church or charity. Give us a call, 916-884-2584, or text the word VISIT to 916-884-2584, and let's start putting your dream together and turn it into a reality.
We always talk about how whenever Jeff and Camille are out and about, whether together or alone, someone finds out what they do and they have a retirement question for them or a tip or something. So thought it'd be time to bring it to our show again. It is time now for another Monolith Money Show mailbag.
Mailbag.
All right, guys, you ready for this?
I am.
I'm ready.
Okay, here's the first question from Will. He says, my mom and dad both needed nursing home care in their later years, so I'm worried that I'm going to need it myself. I'm 63, and long-term care insurance seems really expensive at this age. But should I go ahead and get it?
Well, Will, I really believe it really means I have a plan for this, right? So I have a plan if something happens. And not only standalone long-term care insurance is out there, or nursing home care insurance is out there, but there's other products that can help with that. There's life insurance products that you can use living benefits. So meaning part of the death benefit could go toward nursing home care or long-term care. There's products out there that are able to, and we use this for our clients, to take retirement money and put that into a bucket that then funds a care policy for you. And it also is something where we use, let's say, one spouse's retirement to fund a care policy that works for both the spouses. There's all types of care. And then we have clients that are self-insured, meaning they have plenty of money coming in, and regardless, they can pay for nursing home care or long-term care. What you want to find out is what type of care do they cover and how do they cover it? We like the policies that say, if you can't do two of the active daily living functions, there's six of them, then this benefit kicks in. The ones that are a little more challenging is when they say, well, it has to be a qualified care facility that we qualify and blah, 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 blah. That's just not right. We don't want them to try and qualify you when you need it. We want to know that if we can't do two of those active day living functions, we have care as long as a qualified caregiver gives care.
Okay, very good. All right, here is another question as we're digging into our Monolith Money Show mailbag. If you have a question yourself, of course, here's that phone number, 916-884-2584. Schedule a time to go in and see Jeff and Camille. It's complimentary. All right, here's another one, Jill, from Jill. Should I start taking my Social Security as soon as I turn 62? I turn 62 next year, so I need to make the right decision. What things are important when I try to decide, you know, on whether to take it at 62 or wait till my full retirement age, 67 or even 70?
Jill, I absolutely love this question. And this is part of the analysis I do. You know, one of the biggest reasons I have the credential NSSA after my name, which stands for National Social Security Advisor Certificate Holder, is I wanted to take advanced training to understand just how to help our clients optimize Social Security, learn about all the different benefit options. There's 7 different strategies that you can apply for, 81 different age combinations, and there's over 2,700 rules just to apply for Social Security that they have to follow. So some of the things I always like to highlight when it comes to taking Social Security before your full retirement age, which based on your question is, I'm assuming 67, is if you are working, you need to pay attention to how much you're earning because there are income thresholds where any dollar you make over that amount of the threshold, and that can change year to year, but for every $2 you make over that threshold, $1 gets taken away from your Social Security. That could result in you maybe not even getting Social Security, and now you filed for it, and you have permanently reduced your Social Security benefit. Another thing we look at is, well, if you're not working, what other sources of income do you have coming in besides Social Security? So it sounds like, Jill, you really don't have maybe an income plan in place. So the first step would be deciding how much income do you need in retirement? And I always like to say that starts with understanding where you're spending your money. So an expense plan. And then, of course, if you're like, hey, I need that help, that's what we do here at Monolith. Give us a call so we can put together your personalized dream retirement plan. 916-884-2584. Jill, I would love to put that together for you so I can help you get some confidence in the matter.
All right. Take them up on this. Do it. Put that number in your phone right now. Also head to monolithfinancial.com. Great information there on their website. Jeff and Camille want to help you have more clarity and confidence about your retirement. So take advantage of this. And we're so glad to have you with us today. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. This is the Monolith Money Show with Jeff and Camille of Monolith Financial Group. We're digging into our Monolith Money Show mailbag. Next question is from Chrissy. She says, I admit that I am a worrier and probably spend too much time fretting about financial matters. Can you tell me just a few things that I need to be particularly concerned with? I'm a single 62-year-old woman, so I think I'd feel better if I could just worry about a few things instead of worrying about everything. Camille, yeah. I'll give that one to you.
Chrissy, once again, I'm going to say it really starts with having a plan. So one of the, I'm going to say, sometimes scary or daunting things is we really haven't sat down to find out how all the puzzle pieces fit together, right? We're kind of looking at everything we've saved and all these different pieces, like we've shaken up a puzzle piece box and then we've dumped it out on the floor. And now you're going, oh gosh, like, where do I start even? And so that's what we help you accomplish is putting together that plan. You tell us the picture of your retirement, and then we can start putting those puzzle pieces together. Chrissy, you know, it starts by just doing the small pieces. Understand your budget. Let's look at your assets, kind of collect what those are, clear out that junk drawer and get it organized so that we can help put together a plan.
Yes, excellent. Definitely take them up on this. They would love to help you out, Chrissy. Here's our last question, I think. This is from Dale. And he says, we never spent very much money during our working years. And now that we've been retired for a couple of years, we're still not spending much. So it seems that we're going to just end up leaving a lot of our money to our 4 kids. I am worried that some of the tax changes that they're talking about could really eat into what we want to leave the kids. What kind of planning do I need to be doing now?
I love this one, Luann, because this is one where we really open the eyes of our clients of the different choices that they have. You know, the number one asset that I think is the worst asset to leave either to a spouse or to kids is an account that is taxed at an unknown amount, right? Mm-hmm. So we don't know what they're going to tax us on IRAs, 401ks, because that's ordinary income, and we don't know how they're going to tax ordinary income for the next 10, 20, 30 years. So that's something that we talk about. Secondly, we say, well, if you're taking required minimum distributions, instead of leaving them that account, why don't you take your required minimum distribution, pay the taxes on it, and then use the balance to buy a life insurance policy that goes to them completely tax-free. You know, for hundreds of dollars, you can leave hundreds of thousands of dollars. So it's really amazing what you can do given the opportunity to make choices. Another one that a lot of people don't understand is you can start giving your money away to your kids now. And a lot of people are like, well, but I think it's only $15,000 a year. It's actually $18,000 a year. And if you have four kids and they each have a spouse, well, now you can give each one and each spouse. So that's eight times $18,000 a year. That's a lot of money you could give away. But here's the thing. You also have a lifetime gift of over $13 million. You can give to your kids now. Give us a call. You know what? We ask you questions you don't know you should ask, and then we help you put together a plan that fits you and your life. Call us now, 916-884-2584. We can't wait to put that plan together, the dream plan, that plan that you've been dreaming about your whole life.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences, including, but not limited to, a need for additional tax withholding or estimated tax payments, the loss of certain tax deductions and credits, and higher taxes on Social Security benefits and higher Medicare premiums. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA. The National Social Security Advisor Certificate Program, NSSA, is a certification created by the National Social Security Association, a for-profit entity. The NSSA Certificate Program grants a certificate to those who complete the one-day course and pass the proctored assessment. NSSA is independently accredited by the Institute in Credentialing Excellence, ICE. NSSA is not affiliated with, nor endorsed by, the Social Security Administration or any governmental agency.